Hey everyone, I appreciate you tuning in to hear and support my big announcement. After 94 episodes, this is the first time I have done a solo episode, so you know this must be a big, big announcement. But before I get to the big news, I want to take a moment to reflect on how I got here. On Tuesday, October 4th, 2022, a little over a year and a half ago, I took a chance and launched the Future of HR podcast with the mission of inspiring and developing the next generation of HR leaders. While I hoped and believed the podcast would be a success, I had no idea the Future of HR would grow to become one of the top podcasts in our field, with listeners in over 53 countries, over 160,000 downloads, and over 90 episodes. But most importantly, I could not have imagined the impact the podcast would have on so many next-gen HR leaders. And how do I know the Future of HR has been making a big difference? Because so many of you have told me it's making a difference, and I'm grateful for the emails and LinkedIn messages that I receive each and every week. The Future of HR podcast could not have grown to be one of the top HR podcasts without your support, so thank you. I'm also incredibly grateful for the support of the amazing guests who believe in our mission and have shared their wisdom with us all. So thank you to all the HR and thought leaders who have supported the podcast. So why am I telling you all this, and why am I looking back? Since launching the podcast in October 2022, and with every episode since, I have had this feeling. A feeling that kept growing and getting stronger and getting louder. A feeling that I could do more to develop the next generation of HR leaders. A feeling that I could do more to support CHROs and their HR functions. A feeling that I could do more to elevate the talent practices we use in our organizations to drive value each and every day. Ultimately, this feeling grew so strong, I could no longer ignore it. Today, I'm excited to announce I'm officially launching my own company, Future of HR. And while I'm making the official announcement today, the truth is I've been working on this plan for the past few months, and I'm excited to say that the Future of HR is now officially open for business. And there are three ways I plan on making an impact, not only for you, but for our field. First, I want to do more to develop next generation HR leaders. We often hear the feedback that HR leaders need to have more business acumen, that we need to be more strategic, that we need to be able to influence and communicate with impact, and we need to be able to create value through our HR initiatives. Yet most HR functions don't have the time, resources, or know-how to make this important development investment in their next generation of HR leaders. And that's why I've created the Next Gen HR Accelerator Program. The Next Gen HR Accelerator Program is an intensive 4-week virtual cohort-based program designed to equip high-potential HR talent with the skills, mindset, and tools they need to become strategic business leaders. My goal in developing the Next Gen HR Accelerator Program was to elevate HR leaders' strategic capabilities and business impact. And over the course of 4 weeks and 12 interactive lectures and 3 action reflection labs, participants will develop and deepen their business and financial acumen. They'll walk away understanding how organizations create competitive advantage and be able to read a profit and loss statement. They'll sharpen their critical and strategic thinking skills, learning frameworks and methodologies they can apply to solve their biggest business challenges. They'll learn how to influence and communicate with impact by learning techniques to better understand and adapt their style to different stakeholders. And they will learn how to translate a business strategy into HR initiatives that drive value and deliver results. So who is the Next Gen HR Accelerator for? The Next Gen HR Accelerator is designed for director and manager level HR business partners and centers of excellence professionals who are being developed for greater leadership positions and organizational impact. My goal is to make this a game changer for Next Gen HR leaders, which is why the program also includes targeted 360 feedback, a personality assessment, and one-on-one coaching to identify each participant's strengths and growth areas. Also, every participant leaves with a From To development plan so they can continue their growth as a leader after the program. In addition, if you're a fan of the podcast, then you know that I cover content that is strategic, yet it's always pragmatic and actionable. This is just who I am, and it's a core part of the program, as after each session, we ask HR leaders to put the concepts into action and then come back and share those experiences with other HR leaders at our weekly Action Reflection Lab. Another benefit of the Next Gen HR Accelerator program are the powerful peer-to-peer relationships that develop as participants from different companies and different industries share their experiences with each other. This is something we encourage as many HR leaders feel they need to expand their networks outside of their own organization. I'm proud to say we recently completed the pilot for the Next Gen HR Accelerator with 22 participants from some amazing companies, including Verizon, Cardinal Health, Prudential, General Mills, AbbVie, PVH, and several other terrific organizations. The feedback from the pilot has been fantastic, and I'm happy to announce the next cohort for the program will kick off on September 10th through October 3rd. You heard that right. The next cohort will kick off on September 10th and go through October 3rd. While space is limited, and we do expect to sell out, we would love to have you as part of the program. To learn more about the Next Gen HR Accelerator, you can go to futureofhr.com and you can request a brochure be sent to your inbox, or you can email me directly at jp@futureofhr.com and I'm happy to jump on a call or send you more information about the program. The second way that I want to make an impact is to work with and support CHROs to help them improve the effectiveness of their HR functions and elevate the talent practices in their organizations. If you are a CHRO and you're looking to take your HR function or talent practices to the next level, I would love to have a conversation and see how I can help you get there faster and with more impact. Last but not least, I want to be able to share the knowledge and wisdom that I've learned in my 20 plus years as a VP of talent and head of HR, and all that I've learned from interviewing the best leaders in our field with as many next gen HR leaders as I can. I'm available for speaking engagements and other custom workshops, and I'm so grateful that I'll be speaking at two internal HR conferences this year and looking forward to doing more in the near future. If you made it this far, I want to thank you again for your support and ask that you help me in spreading the word about the Next Gen HR Accelerator and my mission to inspire and develop the next generation of HR leaders. I'm looking forward to hearing from you and making an impact with you in the future. Thank you again for listening and being part of our Future of HR community.